Good evening, everyone. We'd like to welcome you all to the January 13th meeting of the Board of Education, and we'd ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to turn to number three on the agenda, changes in the meeting agenda. There are a number. We have replacement pages, item G, the appointment of school physician, item I1, non-instructional personnel, cover page, schedule A6 and schedule A7. We also have four addenda items. Item E1, appointment of Ingham and Smith as defense counsel for litigation filed under Suffolk County Index number 613601-2015. Item H1, approval of acknowledgement and agreement regarding temporary non-tenure seniority-bearing position. Item H2, memorandum of agreement between the Three Village Central School District and the Three Village Teachers Association. And item I1, schedule A4. Turning to item four, staff recognition. You know, we've been very fortunate in the past few years to have a truly outstanding superintendent of schools. We've realized how fortunate we are to have a truly outstanding educational leader. And it really is wonderful when an outside group comes and also affirms our own view of the superintendent and affirms the outstanding leadership that she's providing. She was recently nominated for the honor of Outstanding Administrator of the Year from the New York State School Counselors Association by Linda Bergson, and she's received that award. This evening, I've asked Ms. Bergson to join us, as well as two representatives from the New York State School Counselors Association, the president, Dr. Barbara Donnellan, and Dr. Robert Rotunda, executive director, who are here this evening. Ms. Bergson, would you basically talk a little bit about the award, the organization, and I really would appreciate it if you would read the letter that you sent on behalf of Cheryl.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Is it on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Several months ago, I was at a guidance director's meeting, and I was talking to Barbara Donnellan about a new award that has just been instated at the through the Counseling Association. She described the criteria, and as she was speaking, I knew there was one person only that would be my nomination for this award, and that, of course, is Cheryl. I didn't say anything to her for several weeks because I figured I nominated her, I wrote a letter, I had some other people write letters, but I didn't know if she would win. When Barbara called me and said, guess what? Cheryl Pettisich won the Administrator of the Year award, I figured I better tell her soon. And you know Cheryl. You'll know what she said. She said something like, it was an honor enough if I just was nominated. I don't have to win the award. Well, guess what, Cheryl? You won. I'm happy to share my letter of recommendation that I wrote for her. And if you have patience, it's a little long, and it does address specific things that Cheryl did to help support the counseling staff. So I'll begin. Dear Administrator of the Year Award Committee, It is an honor to nominate Cheryl Pettisich, superintendent of the Three Village School District, for the New York State School Counselors Administrator of the Year Award. In 2012, Ms. Pettisich became superintendent of this district, but prior to that, she had been the executive director of Pupil Personnel Services, assistant director of Pupil Personnel Services, chairperson of the Ward Melville Guidance Department, and high school guidance counselor at Ward Melville. She has spent her entire career in the Three Village School District and has devoted herself to making this district what it is today. I first met Ms. Pettisich when she was the chairperson of the Ward Melville Guidance Department 25 years ago. I was a guidance counselor at one of the district's junior high schools at the time, and my son was in her caseload at the high school. As a counselor, Ms. Pettisich was caring, involved with her students, knowledgeable about every detail related to college admissions, and she always found time to sit and listen to any and all concerns that they may have had. Students loved her, parents were appreciative of her professionalism, and administrators were impressed with her competency. As a result, she moved up in the ranks quickly. Ms. Pettisich's style of leadership has always been one of collaboration and respect for others. She is always professional, a wonderful listener, and if she asks you to do something, she will always offer to help you accomplish it. For example, this year, as coordinating chairperson of guidance for the district, it was my responsibility to update the Three Village School District guidance plan. It turned out to be a time-consuming project, since the document had not been updated in several years, and there were new guidelines to follow. When the document was complete, Ms. Pettisich met with several of the members of the committee and me and went over each page of the document, adding suggestions and ideas to improve what we had done. Because she has the background in guidance and counseling, Ms. Pettisich's comprehensive understanding of the tasks, challenges, and responsibilities of the guidance staff and the services we provide. I've also worked on numerous committees with Ms. Pettisich where we have identified a challenge and then worked together to resolve it. One example of this is when the Board of Education asked for a review of our grading policy, which was an alphabetical one at the time. Students earned grades of A+, A, B+, B, etc. Grades were also heavily weighted, with the highest grade point average being a 5.4. After months of committee meetings with Ms. Pettisich as part of the team, the district converted the grading system to a numerical one with less weighting for AP and honors courses. It wasn't what was accomplished, but the process that occurred, led by Ms. Pettisich, that was impressive. There were teachers from all subject areas and several administrators on the committee, and everyone's voice was heard. It was truly a collaborative effort. Ms. Pettisich's most impressive quality, in my opinion, is that she has personal relationships with the majority of the district's employees. The reason for this is because she takes the time to really get to know people, acknowledge what they do, validate their efforts, and then praise them personally and professionally, no matter what their job may be. It's funny to watch her walk down the hall when she's in the high school for a meeting, because she says hello to everyone by name, teachers, administrators, custodians, secretaries, security guards. She doesn't just say hello, but she asks them questions that shows that she knows them personally. If you asked anyone in the district to comment on our superintendent, everyone would say that they admire, like, and respect Cheryl Pettisich. When I'm not sure how to handle a situation, I always ask myself, what would Cheryl do? She is my standard. She is the one person in the district that I admire the most because of the way she moves through the world, both personally and professionally. Ms. Pettisich's guidance background is also evidenced in the strength of her interpersonal skills. She has the ability to get along with all kinds of people because she is so respectful of everyone, even in a confrontational meeting. Ms. Pettisich makes the time to allow the person's feelings to be heard. She acts like a counselor, even though, as the superintendent with a tremendous amount of responsibility, she is a strong and respected leader. She always finds the perfect words to problem solve a situation. Some have even stated humorously that, quote, Cheryl can deliver the most disappointing message and the person thinks they've won the lottery. In addition, and just as an aside, her work product is impeccable. She is detail-oriented, but she always sees every issue from a holistic point of view. I will often ask myself, how did Cheryl think of that resolution? Perhaps it is that her background is in counseling, and as a result of that, she's able to interact with students, parents, staff members, and administrators with caring and an eye on what is in the best interest of our students. She is sensitive to the many issues that our students struggle with and frequently sends emails with current and relevant research articles. I don't know how she has the time in her day to do what she does so well and never make anyone feel that they are taking too much of her time. I guess I do know the answer to that. Her emails are timed at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't think that there could be a finer, more deserving candidate for the Administrator of the Year award. I recommend Cheryl Pedisich to you wholeheartedly and without reservation. Thank you so much, everyone. I'm going to introduce to you the representatives from the New York State School Counselors Association. Dr. Barbara Donnellan is our president, and Dr. Bob Rotunda is the executive director.
Thank you, Linda. And if I may say, that's one of the best letters of recommendation I've ever seen. As president of NISCA this year in 2015-16, I'm pleased to be able to present this award for Administrator of the Year. It is a new award for us as an association, and NISCA wants to recognize a district leader who has provided outstanding support to school counselors. And it was abundantly clear to the committee that you have done that. So, without further ado, Ms. Pedisich, I'd like to present this award to Ms. Pedisich, NISCA's Administrator of the Year Award, presented to Cheryl Pedisich, Superintendent, Three Village Central School District, for outstanding service, achievement, and dedication in support of school counseling, November 20th, 2015.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask Claudia Reinhardt and Vinnie Vizzo to say a few words. A few words.
Mine will be a very few words because really Linda Bergson said it all. It was great. Thank you for doing that. I am pleased to celebrate this honor with Cheryl. There is no other person who is more deserving, literally, no other person who is more deserving. Cheryl is a brilliant, courageous, and strong leader who is both compassionate and considerate. I can say without hesitation, on behalf of all of the teachers, teaching assistants, and paraprofessionals of Three Village, that we recognize how privileged we are to work with her. Congratulations.
And Cheryl, when I opened up the email from Kevin when he sent it out to tell us about this award, when I first read it, you know, I was in the middle of doing something. And I said, oh, wow, Cheryl got an award. I said, somebody's recognizing her other than we will always recognize you because of the love that we have for you. But I read it quickly. And then when I got back to my desk and when I reread it and I saw the award that it was, and I said, to get an award from an association that started it all for you, that you started the love that you had in college to major in that field, and then, you know, 25 plus years later to be awarded by that association is the biggest honor of all. So from the administrators, I want to congratulate you, and we love you, and we want to keep you around for a long time. So congratulations.
I really have to try to compose myself because I'm very emotional right now. So I actually wrote something, and I'm going to refer to my notes a little bit because I'm feeling so overwhelmed at this point. I'm really speechless. I don't even know where to begin to thank everybody. It's just incredible. This evening is incredible for me. I want to give a very special thanks to the New York State School Counselors Association for deeming me worthy of this prestigious award. I had the opportunity to work with the New York State School Counselors Association early on in my career and helped with editing one of the original newsletters. So it's very, very meaningful for me. I also want to give a very special thanks to my friend and my colleague, Linda Bergson. That letter was absolutely incredible. Thank you. And to Alan Baum and to Kevin Scanlon for their letters of support. And to everyone here tonight, to all of the counselors, to all of the teachers, the administrators, and to the Board of Education, who is making this evening possible for me. Tonight is very, very special for a number of reasons, not only because of this wonderful and most appreciated honor, but because it is coming from an organization that actually represents my origins as an educator, and most especially because I'm sharing this moment with all of you. Look back, and I began my career as a guidance counselor at Ward Melville High School in September of 1984. I felt exceptionally fortunate, and as I embarked on the profession and my work in Three Village, I had very high expectations of making a difference for the students with whom I worked. I truly loved my job. The interactions with the students and the staff and the parents were all incredibly rewarding. And when I reflect on my career, I have to say it is without a doubt that those early years were the most intrinsically rewarding for me. They meant a great deal to me. And they set in motion a career in education, in a place that I've come to value and respect, and now view as a family to me. Sometimes I feel like I'm living the dream of working with the most unbelievably dedicated, skilled, talented, caring staff that anyone could work with parents that are invested in their children, in our schools, in our community, and a board of education that respects and values and demonstrates positive regard for all of its constituents. We in Three Village, we're the epitome of collaboration and teamwork. And there could not be more of a special place, and I would not be in this position, nor the educator I am, if it wasn't for the people with whom I've worked. Every individual I know here has made me a better person and certainly a better educator. And I'm incredibly indebted to all of you, and thank you for taking the time tonight to share this with me. This will definitely be one of those special and indelible moments of my career, and I humbly thank you for this opportunity. Thank you.
We're going to have a reception now in honor of Cheryl, and we'll reconvene about 10 minutes after 8. Thank you. I'd like to turn to item 5 on the agenda. It's our first public participation session. It's up to 30 minutes in length. We ask each individual who's remaining to please limit their comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, I'd like to turn to 6, the minutes of November 4th and December 9th, 2015. May I have a motion, please, on that?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Turning now to the reports. Our student representative report, Joey.
Last week, 5 seniors were named semifinalists in the Intel Science Talent Search, so they'll each receive a $1,000 award, and an additional $1,000 will be given to our school. And as many of you know, it's very difficult to be named an Intel semifinalist, so this is really a tremendous honor for those 5 seniors. Also, before winter recess, our guidance department hosted Alumni Day at Ward Melville, where Ward Melville alumni came back to the school to speak with current students about their college experiences and to answer any questions that the students have about life after Ward Melville. So it was really a very informative day that allowed the seniors to get a glimpse of college life.
Very good. Thank you. The Audit Committee, Mr. Kornreich.
Well, that was a very nice recognition that we did before, but I'm relieved that everyone has left, because I have some rather shocking news to deliver to my colleagues today. So as chair of the Finance Committee, I will tell you that the New York State Comptroller was in, and they were reviewing our processes and policies of our $188 million budget, and it turns out that they have discovered a shocking discrepancy. It appears that there is a 9/1000000ths of our budget, of the money in our budget, which is about $1,700 out of $188 million, was unaccounted for in one of the...
$1,730.
Yeah, nearly $1,730 was accounted for in the fuel line. So after an exhaustive audit into all of our budget codes, that's the best that they came up with. So our confidence in Jeff is shaken but still standing. It's not a lot. It's like not out of right. It's yeah. Yeah, so there's that. And the other thing to report from that committee's work is that we have changed accounting system software recently to WinCap. The staff has been working a lot of very long days to make that migration happen, and we're very appreciative to Jeff and all of the staff over there. So please send our thanks. Nothing unusual in fund transfers, except we'll note that in the future, the new software system will allow us to track the money differently, so there'll be fewer transfers because we can collapse some of the codes into different categories to make it a little bit more user-friendly. So it'll necessitate fewer of those smaller budgetary codes. But that's about it from the Finance Committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Facilities Committee, Dr. Kerman?
Facilities Committee met. The bond issue is going along nicely. We're still hung up a little bit up in Albany in the engineering department, trying to get some of our last stuff approved by them because they have a stack, we were told, of about 3 feet high. But other than that, all of our facilities actually have electricity today, which is very, very good. Other than that, our facilities are fine, and the bond changes are going along nicely.
Thank you, sir. Number 8, items for board discussion. Are there any items that need to be discussed, colleagues? Yes, Dr. Kerman.
I don't know how many of you read Newsday. There was an article about Ward Melville. There was a letter in today's Newsday also about Ward Melville. I'm a little concerned about the name of our high school being named after a anti-Semite, named after a racist person, and I'm wondering if we can have our attorneys look into what it would take to actually change the name of Ward Melville High School because of his anti-Semitism, because of his racism, etc. I mean, if you read the article in the newspaper, it said that this guy would not allow Jews to rent stores in Stony Brook. He would not sell houses to Jews or black people. I mean, it's not acceptable in today's age. So I'm wondering if we could at least look into the legalities of changing the name of our high school. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Okay, turning to 9, items for board action. Acceptance of the controller's report of examination.
So moved.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion on that, Chair?
No, I think Mr. Kornreich, said it well. One thing I understand the way they do these audits and the way they word things is just what it is. One thing they did not mention in the either article in Newsday or in the final report was that this audit was a total of 6 months of work. If we had commissioned an auditor to do this exact same audit, it would have cost well over $100,000.
To show the $1,700 discrepancy.
Exactly. And they did not come here intending to look at fuel. In fact, the initial letter they sent said the audit will focus on policies and procedures related to internal controls at the district. And they said specifically at their entrance conference they had with us that they were going to look at everything. They reviewed our several years' budgets, compared budget to actual expenditures and revenues, our budgeting procedures, budget administration, reserves, fund balance management, internal controls, purchasing policies and procedures, accounting and payroll, and this is what they found. They had given us a pretty long list of documents that we would have ready for them, which included the whole 14-15 year, every single cash disbursement, every single vendor used, active and inactive, every single payroll disbursement, and they looked at everything. And so it was a very comprehensive audit. They didn't spend 6 months looking at our fuel management. they spent 6 months looking at the entire district, and that's the piece that they found. So in that regard, I'm happy, very happy about it.
Thank you, Jeff. And I think just to also clarify, it's not that we are trying to minimize the respect that we have for looking for discrepancies, as minute as they may be. It's just that we do work very hard in this district to have a clean audit. And so to have something like this that is rather insignificant, focused and highlighted as if it is something to take note of is just disappointing to us, because we really do work hard. And as we said, it's about the equivalent of 2 gallons of gas a week that could easily be, that could vanish without anybody knowing, just spilling gas as putting it into the gas tank. So anyway, again, we don't disregard the importance of finding some kind of discrepancy. We just realize that it's so minimal that I think that's the shocking part of it being so noted.
One more thing,
we're,
Bill.
We're glad they did the audit.
And we've already changed our modalities to fix it.
Exactly.
So.
Right.
What's frustrating to many of us, I was around in 2003-04 when we established many of the financial procedures that we now have in place that were a direct result of some of the things that you saw in Roslyn, William Floyd, and yes, to a lesser extent in our own district because of John Sonnedecker. And we really have come out squeaky clean. And I'm so proud of the procedures, the process that we have in place. And for them to come out with something so minuscule like this and not to say, wow, you're really doing a good job, it's a little frustrating. It's a little frustrating. But anyhow,
Excuse me one second. You know, several years ago, we had a comptroller's audit. And at the exit interview, the auditor said, well, you guys are doing a great job. And I said, well, does that go in the audit? And they said, oh, no, we're not allowed to say that. So that's the way it is.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item E1. The appointment of Ingham and Smith as defense counsel for litigation filed under Suffolk County Index Number 613601, 2015. May I have a motion on that, please?
Second.
Ms. Mendelson, second. Ms. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F, the revision of appointment of impartial hearing officers for 2015-2016.
There's just one deletion off of our list, so it requires a reapproval.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to G, appointment of school physician. Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Mendelson. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, the approval of negotiated agreement between the Three Village Central School District and the United Public Service Employees Union and the UPSEU employee named in the attached confidential Schedule A. May I have a motion on this, please?
So
Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Germano? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, H1. Wait a second. H1. The approval of the acknowledgement and agreement regarding temporary non-tenure seniority-bearing position. Ms. Mendelson, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to H2, the memorandum of agreement between the Three Village Central School District and the Three Village Teachers Association. Ms. Mendelson, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I, personnel matters, instructional. Gary, anything? Nothing unusual in this, too. Ms. Mendelson, second. Mrs. Gish, discussion, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. And turning to personnel matters, non-instructional. Nothing there, too. Motion, please. Ms. Mendelson, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Turning to J, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Ms. Mendelson, second. Ms. Germano, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. And lastly, turning to K, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. Ms. Mendelson, second. Ms. Germano, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Turning to 10, informational items of interest. Any informational items for our colleagues?
There's a couple things, Jelinas, going on the rest of this month. The Jelinas Winter Play, 12 Angry Jurors, is Friday, January 15th at 7 p.m., and I'm told that it's going to be fantastic, and you can buy your tickets at the door. There's a fundraiser also for Jelinas from the Theater Boosters, and that's Friday the 22nd. It's a theater arts silent auction fundraiser at 6 p.m. at Jelinas, and that's for the theater arts, and I think that's it for now. Okay. Thanks.
Anything else? We now have a second public participation session. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, the Board of Education has the need to go into executive session in accordance with the open meeting laws to discuss personnel issues, at which time it will go into adjournment. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll need to take a vote on that. We'll take a vote on that. Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Okay. Unanimous.